Winter can be dangerous and bring unexpected outages, flooding, ice, roads, you name it. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministries in Lebanon are dealing with the challenges of a winter storm as we speak. Plus, you ever wonder how you can help bridge the gap between the hearing and the deaf? Well, a ministry partner has some practical suggestions for you, and we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But first, let's start in Lebanon. Winter is expected. It comes with cold and snow. But what winter storm Norma dumped on the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon worsened living conditions for the Syrian refugees tenfold. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna tells us,
all the refugees who are living under tents or are living in unfinished buildings were really severely hit by the storm because it's really windy with no real windows, no real shelter, and water also coming in the tent because of the heavy water, the mud. So many of the tents have mud inside.
The UNHCR says the storm this week seriously damaged 66 refugee camps and completely destroyed 15 of them. Some of the tents were underwater. Others?
Some of them had their roof collapse on them, so they had to find refuge in neighboring tents, and they have to rebuild again.
Nuna says that because Christians are responding, the refugees appreciate and are open to the hope of Christ. So be praying, not only for the Syrians.
Also pray that all the people who are working in these kinds of refugees, that we would have the human resource, the financial resource, and the strength to just continue, because it's draining. So a renewed strength, a renewed vision.
Next, women in India are calling for equality. On the first day of 2019, 5 million women in Kerala formed a line covering the length of this southern state. However, this event is the symptom of something bigger. It signals a deep yearning for an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion. India Partners' Donna Glass believes the event was a statement of women having the confidence to stand up for their rights.
How significant that would have to be by being able to connect with other women. You don't feel quite so isolated, and so maybe it's easier to stand up. But I wonder about the women who first had the idea to even start this, to make this happen, to start organizing it. The courage that those women must have had to be able to say, we need to stand up and we need to do it together.
Women in India face a multitude of challenges and inequality. India Partners is trying to change this.
Until the whole country starts respecting women and holding them as equal, I think that full potential of India will not be realized unless that happens.
You can help women find a true hope by teaming up with India Partners. Through their online gift catalog, the organization is helping women build small businesses, sponsor widows, and much more. Will you be a part of something bigger in India? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And communication is a huge barrier between deaf and hearing people. Linda Thiessen with Deaf Bible Society says there's an easy way to bridge the gap, though, through prayer.
I think it's a key area that brings us together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Even though we may not understand everything about the culture in the deaf community, or still it can bring us together in praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
There are 70 million deaf people worldwide, many of whom struggle to read. Not only does this limit their communication with hearing people, but it also cuts them off from God's word. Less than 50% of the world's 350-plus sign languages have any scripture. And no sign language has a complete Bible.
Even in the United States, the Bible that we have is mostly just the New Testament.
Deaf Bible Society and its partners are working to change this, but they need your help. They're looking for 200 prayer partners to join them.
If you text the word PRAY to the number 444-999, you'll automatically be signed up to receive a short prayer text.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.